To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
If the police and courts are lacking in the powers necessary to keep order in a free society, then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Long-term unemployment, bad housing and poverty have brought despair and anger to the inner cities.
O situaciji in anarhističnem gibanju v Venezueli se bomo v nocošnji oddaji pogovarjali s Juan Miguelom, članom anarhističnega kolektiva El Libertario iz Caracasa. Ja, El Libertario je anarhistična afinitetna skupina, ki deluje v Venezueli in že od leta 1995 dalje izdaja tudi anarhistični časopis. časopisu El Libertario, ki izhaja vsaka dva meseca, objavljajo predvsem članke o anarhističnem in avtonomnem delovanju v Venezueli in Latinske Ameriki nasploh. Juan Miguela, člana kolektiva, smo vprašali, kaj o politiki Huga Chaveza mislijo anarhisti v Venezueli.
Like the posture of the anarchist in Venezuela is like we start for the principle that for anarchists we don't believe any government is good, but besides that, even if there's some small reforms that Chavez made to like to give public assistance like health care in really poor neighborhoods and education plans that are very positive, in the other hand there's been a lot of militarization in the society and there's still been a lot of business doing with big transnational companies that are supposedly representing the empire, but Chavez claims that they are good for the revolution. So we see there's a lot of things that are not totally fitting in the speech, in the left speech he has, because there's a lot of things that don't fit with that. You know, so I think that's what we try to criticize the most.
Izhodišče anarhistov poudarja Juan Miguel je, da nobena država in nobena vlada nista dobri. Chavez je sicer res izvedel nekaj pozitivnih reform, kot je bila vzpostavitev javnega zdravstvenega sistema v revnih soseskah, vendar pa je po mnenju Juan Miguela v njegovi politiki mogoče prepoznati tudi veliko potez, ki se ne ujemajo najbolje z levo usmeritvijo, na katero naj bi prisegal. Predsednik, venezuelski predsednik, med drugim državo tudi močno militariziral, ter ni povsem onemogočil velikih multinacionalnih podjetij, ki delujejo v Venezueli. Pa je situacijo v tej državi mogoče primerjati z razmerami v drugih latinskoameriških državah, smo vprašali Juan Miguela.
I think it's more like similar to peronism in Argentina, where like he makes small reforms to like gain support from the poor people, but economically he is not really stopping the multinational companies, or he is not making a total nationalization of the production and of the workers. Like he did some kind of a union that is supposedly like the revolutionary union that is called the CUT. But this union is like there's been a lot of problems already with workers that have tried to squat some factories, and these people have made they don't want them to go so far. So like this shows like he's not like he wants to keep that revolution that some people want to do. He wants to keep it under control. Like a more like a peronist.
Razmere v Venezueli je, pravi Juan Miguel, morda mogoče primerjati s peronizmom v Argentini, kjer je Peron podobno izvedel manjše reforme, da si pridobil podporo revnejših prebivalcev, vendar je obenem revolucijo tudi omejeval. Na področju gospodarstva Chavez dejansko ni ustavil multinacionalnih korporacij in ni izvedel popolne nacionalizacije industrije, poudarja Juan Miguel. Življenje v Venezueli se je obdobju, ko je na oblasti on, vsekakor spremenilo. Vprašali smo ga, ali po njegovem mnenju ljudje v Venezueli danes živijo bolje.
Well, in my personal situation, I left Venezuela 3 years ago and I came back every year to visit my family. And every time it's getting worse. Like it's getting worse. The worst thing is like the aggressivity of people in the street. Because I think one good thing that has happened with the whole Chavez phenomenon is that most people is talking about politics, and that never happened before. Like before, nobody cared about politics, and the two political parties were like social democrats and democrat Christians, and they were switching the power all the time, and people really didn't believe who wins or who loses, because they were like used to all the corruption cases that happened in Venezuela during the 80s. And now the good thing is that people start to talk a lot in the street. You see people talking about politics and discussing. But in the other hand, it's like they found Chavez like as a messiah, like as somebody who's going to fix everything for them. And in some poor neighborhoods, you go and you see everybody is doing the things by their own. Like there's really almost none help by the government. Only like propaganda and like t-shirts, and they give them a few stuff, but people is mostly self-organized, but they still believe that Chavez is doing everything. And for us, the anarchists, we try to say, hey, like, you can do this without Chavez. You don't need like to have him to tell you to do this, because you see that you are self-organized and you could be autonomous and you don't need to depend on the government. Because for us, the most important thing is that these kind of things that are happening now in the neighborhoods, that they should go on with Chavez or not. So like our real goal is like to try to radicalize the social movements that are not happening, and so that people think that they can go on without any kind of government, Chavez or whoever comes next.
Yeah, great, great, great. Yeah! Magic dice that always talking twice. Roll, roll, roll the tumbling dice. Everything you say is a good advice.
La machaca,
cause we got it.
Sticky sound,
the magic dice.
La machaca,
thank you, thank you. Never leave me to my own device. You never, ever, ever, ever told me lies. Nice, 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 the double it dies.
La machaca,
cause we got it,
thank you, sound.
The magic dies.
La machaca,
thank you, thank you.
Juan Miguelom, članom anarhističnega kolektiva El Libertario iz Venezuele, se pogovarjamo o anarhističnem gibanju v tej južnoameriški državi. Zanimalo nas je, če so do Chavezovega delovanja kritični le anarhisti ali pa obstajajo tudi druge skupine, ki so do njega kritične, odgovarja Juan Miguel.
Yeah, there's actually like some groups that claim to be like Chavist or Bolivarian, but they are quite anti-authoritarian. But like it's very difficult to go to these people and start criticizing Chavez, because it's like there's so much pressure from the opposition, from the right wing, that we as anarchists we get criticized because they say we're like from CIA. Like El Libertario is accused to be like a newspaper from the right wing, and we get the same criticized from the right wing. They say like we are Chavist and we are like socialist or whatever. So like it's very difficult to, I think, because in the history of South America, people is very used to a paternal relationship with the state. Like people is not really used on being active on doing politics. Like mostly you just go to vote and then you wait to see what happens, and then you have, yeah, if you have a government that is like kind of populist, like Chavez or Perón or Lula, then they are giving some things to the poor people, and people is used to conform with that. They're not, it's difficult for them to believe that there's something beyond that, and that's like, I think, the labor that anarchists are trying to keep going with, to try to make them see that beyond like all the small reforms, they can be like a different way to work and to be, to keep all the projects they have in their communities to be autonomous and don't depend on what the government gives or what the government approves or not.
Kolektiv El Libertario meni, da je Chavezova politika precej neobčutljiva tudi za pravice staroselcev v državi. Juan Miguel pojasnjuje.
There's that's also a big problem because like the from El Libertario there's one girl who was really working with the native communities because Caldera, the government before, he started the building of a electric line that goes from Brazil to Venezuela, and Chavez continued with it. He didn't stop it. And some native communities got angry, mostly Pemons. They got really angry with this, and they start tearing down the power lines. So I think they threw five of them, and then the government that is supposedly left-wing and supported native people, he militarized their native, all the community and the zone where they live. They take all the tools they use for working on the land because they say that they were dangerous. And they forbidden them to go out of their houses after 9 p.m. And besides that, they said to us, like, for them it was very hard to see the militars cutting trees and destroying spaces that for them are sacred. Like, in their culture, every time they cut a tree, they make a ritual to say, to ask for forgiveness to the earth for doing this, and the military just come, cut every tree, make their stations there, and they try to fight this, but it's like it's something not even on the newspaper you see it, like it's something that goes totally undercover, and like I think the biggest the people that always suffer all the bullshit is the natives, even now with Chavez. So he tries to say some things, but if you go to native communities such as Pemones or Perijá, where there's like the biggest coal source in Venezuela, there's been a huge struggle. Like I think I got an email 2 or 3 days ago that there's 4 activists that were working in this community trying to stop the coal exploitation, making a campaign, and there 4 of them are in jail now. And this is something that you don't see it on the TV, you don't see it on the left media, because the government doesn't think it's good for the people to know all these things that are happening.
Ja, anarhistični kolektiv Libertario se kot rečeno še posebej posveča staroselskemu vprašanju. Prepričani so, da je način, kako vlada tepta pravice staroselcev, ena najbolj krutih stvari, ki se dogajajo in ki predstavlja nadaljevanje rasističnega sistema, ki v Venezueli obstaja od kolonializacije dalje. Juan Miguel dodaja.
Now they start building a highway that goes to Gran Sabana, which is like the deep forest in Venezuela, and they say it's because of this high tension line that goes through to Brazil. They start also like making a big highway for all this shit, and they say like this affects them so much because since they start putting these high tension lines, all the food that they were growing there, most of it doesn't grow anymore because the radiation is so strong that the vegetables they used to grow, they don't grow anymore.
And like had to buy food and
yeah, and they had to travel, like walk 5 kilometers maybe to get the food that they used to get like very near to their houses. And the animals get scared because of the noise of the trucks and of all the militars that are going and coming all the time in jeeps. So they have to travel to get the animals that they hunt for eating. And the social impact for them is much stronger because it's not only the build of the tension line, but it's the destruction of their way of eating, of their way of living, because they can't grow the earth anymore because this whole militarization that is happening there because of this is like totally fucking them over. And that's something we try to keep saying in the in many of the last numbers of El Libertario. We try to expose this case because for us it's one of the most cruel things that are happening, and it's just a continuation of the racist system that is imposed in Venezuela since the colonization. And for us, it doesn't change anything to make a revolution if there will be still people that is rejected by the system and that is not tolerated the way they live, and they want to impose them a Western way of living.
I've left Britain more bitterly divided than ever.
Ja, in to je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita. Blaž še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden. Čau!
The beat of the jet, the gringo. I'm for the revolution.
What's a revolution to you?
To kill their bosses and take their money.
Evo te, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?